if it just needs to be cleaned. So.
I think I've seen that color blue before on this weird solo organ record.
Yeah, anyway. It's a pretty one. I know.
Same
it's
blue.
Like a lot of people like it. I mean, I don't know. Like I can understand the. I mean, yeah, color vinyl. Yeah, it's fun, but. But there's I feel like there's not fun logistical things to be considered.
Occasionally, yes.
Yeah, I know.
Jonesy.
I'm sorry to shit on color.
Jonesy vinyl, would but. Agree with you.
Yeah.
On this note, too, side note, my favorite New Jersey DJ, Glenn Jones, also known as Jonesy, heard he was feeling some kind of something last few weeks. He had some illness, and I think he's getting over it, but, you know. Giving out positive music vibes to Jonesy out there.
I did not get that news flash about Jonesy, but...
hopefully nothing major. He's being very coy about it on the radio.
Yeah, well, whatever he is going through, I wish him a speedy recovery.
Yeah, music is healing.
It is.
To a point.
It is, and... yeah.
Right now, not to not be serious again. before that, let's see, we had I Was a Fool, Elmore James, Robesto.
Elmore James, yeah, that was a garage sale score actually, and it was weird. So when I played it just now, I was telling DJ Doug, I was like, crap, I think it's a little warped, but I don't remember it being warped last time I played it.
Sounded though.
No, well, because I first was going to play, like, the first song, and I think it was a little too warped to play the first song, so... But then when I went to the second song, when I queued the second song, it was playable.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's always been that way, and I just didn't notice, or maybe it plays better on my player at home, or, I mean, like, I don't know how it could have gotten warped at home, but...
I just don't notice, too.
Yeah, you know, who knows? Things happen, yeah, I don't know. And then, of course, that went into a, should Doug and I invest in a de-warping device? But that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, it's another bag of
worms.
Does
anyone have one? Do they like it? Is it worth the money?
I've never seen one of those at a thrift store, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. I'm sure they get scooped up. I don't know if they would get scooped up really quickly, because that's kind of a niche thing.
Yeah, it almost looks like in a... One of those. There's like those drying machines for like film prints. It almost looks like one of those too.
Oh, I would not know what that looked like if I tripped over it on the street.
I just mean it could look like something else. So
okay, yeah, I don't know, but yeah, like I said, does anyone have one? Has used one? Know the deal?
Know.
Is it worth the money? I would love to hear thoughts and feelings.
Yes, same here.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Let's see. What else? Where were we at?
Elmore James.
For that.
From that being warped, it's a great.
Oh, it sounds great.
it's a great record.
Didn't sound it. Before that, the great B.B. King, Miss Martha King from the Rarest King. There's a lot of King in that title.
Oh, yeah,
there.
I know. But you know, a classic, and I mean, raising that classic blues question, I will pose this to the floor, like. Do you prefer your blues plugged or unplugged, DJ Doug, or do you have a preference?
I kind of like it both.
Yeah?
You know, like, I saw like something like Lightning Hopkins, because he does both.
That's
you know?
True. Valid point.
Same with, I guess Lightning's one of the few. He just kind of can do it both equally well. But I do regret him though. I got to see B.B. King play.
Yeah.
A friend of mine went to see him when he was older, and I figured it would be... terrible, and he says one of his best shows ever.
Oh, really?
Blew him away.
I mean, that's always kind of one of the gambles when you see an older musician.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, it could be a little. Sometimes it could be a little sad. Let's be real.
Yeah, I saw Jimmy McGriff less than a year before he retired. It was actually amazing. I was kind of like depressed to go to it.
Well, I mean, we kind of low key snuck in a little bit on Van Morrison.
He seemed pretty good.
I mean, I was impressed. His vocals sounded great. He seemed...
He just played or is playing at the Legion of Honor.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it's
no,
like
I mean, from
$500
a ticket. Like I said, we were at SF Jazz for another show, but we kind of, you know, did a little... what's it called? Yeah, a little peek, a little...
It was pretty good.
But yeah, like I said, the vocals sounded great. He sounded, you know, he seemed like he was still into it. He didn't seem like he was all mentally checked out or anything.
No, he didn't seem like he was all, like, old and bloated and drunk. Like, he looked like maybe he sobered up a little bit.
I mean, and, you know, it's like, I appreciate old and bloated and drunk. Don't get me wrong. I'm well on my way. But, you know, it's like, if it just seems like you're, like, phoning it in and, like, you don't give a shit and you don't want to be there, like, that's when I'm just like, if you don't want to be here, man, then, I think
that's like the early 2000s. That was the word I got from his shows.
Yeah.
I think he's come back. He's got excited about it.
Yeah, like I said, he seemed present. Yeah. His vocals sounded good. He was playing
played harmonica.
He was playing some more deep cuts too. Yep. He wasn't just playing like Brown Eyed Girl and Domino. So
I don't think he even plays that stuff anymore.
I hope not. Yeah. I mean, you know, we've all heard Brown Eyed Girl stuff in our lifetime, but anyway.
Anyway, yeah, he's playing or just played at the Legion of Honor, which is crazy.
That's very cool.
Let's see, where the hell are we at?
Oh,
BB King King King.
Oh, well,
King,
like Warped on More James.
King King.
King King King.
Do it if you wanna. Hopefully there's still sweet two.
Do it if you wanna. Oh, did I type it in wrong?
It looks it's way better with do it if you wanna. I like it that way. It turns.
Did I type it in?
It kind of changes it from a blues song to like an R&B soul song. Yeah. Do it if you wanna. Do if you wanna. Sonny Boy Williamson from Blues Classics by.
Yeah, and yeah, that's a new one to me, but yeah, it was good. I liked it. You know, I'm still working on expanding my my blues collection.
Yeah.
So honestly, most of what I brought tonight is pretty much the extent of my blues collection.
Yeah.
But like I said, I love blues. I think I prefer Unplugged, but I don't dislike Plugged. Like I just but kind of depending on my mood, but
yeah.
generally I like.
We had Slim Harpo before that, One of These Days. I don't know Slim Harpo. Got Love If You Want It is the name of the record.
Yeah.
And Hawaiian Boogie by Tiny Grimes.
That's such
Rockin'
cool.
And Sockin'.
I think Tiny Grimes and Slim Harpo,
good names.
I think those came in, we got those in at work from like the same buy.
They sound like vaudeville actors.
We bought them in from like the same person I guess was unloading some blues. But I was just like, dude, I'm like, just those names alone.
Yeah.
And but they're good records, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm happy to have them in my collection.
Yeah, Make My Dreams Come True, James Horton.
Yes,
Cotton Patch, Hot Foots.
Oh, so I put a note in the chat
that was flipped.
I
see.
I guess it's actually like a split of Elmer James and
Walter Horton. Yeah, I saw that one.
So sorry, apologies for that. But
it's all good.
But yeah. That's a good one too. I bought that one a while ago, but yeah.
And Lou Rawls, Tobacco Road from Tobacco Road.
Oh man,
I know you like that song a lot.
Something about Tobacco Road, man. That's one of those ones that's just like, it's just kind of a banger.
Yeah,
when you hear it. It's like kind of like the blues version of I Want to Rock and Roll All Night Party. You know?
Well,
it's like when you hear it, you're just like, yeah. I don't know. It's kind of a blues anthem for me. I don't know if anyone else. Maybe the cheese stands alone on that one.
I think it's pretty much traditional blues anthem.
Yeah, it's a standard, I guess, as they call it.
Yeah, it's a standard.
Blake's
Worried Blues by Blind Blake. I don't know Blind Blake either. Search for
Blues.
I just
learned about Blind Blake recently. I wish I remembered some more fun facts because I went down a rabbit hole reading about Blind Blake. I mean, this was a few months ago now, so of course I don't remember any of the fun facts I learned. But Blind Blake. Yeah,
and,
I'm like, pretend there's interesting things I'm telling you right now.
Let the church roll on. Mahalia Jackson?
Mahalia.
I don't know her.
I think it's Mahalia, but yeah, that was a cool. And then I'm bummed. I just got a, what's her name? Rosetta Tharpe. What is it? The Gospel Train?
Mm-hmm.
At least, and I'm bummed. I thought I just bought it, but I guess it's still in my hold bin at work. So I went to pull it for tonight, and I was like, oh crap, I thought I bought it, but I guess I didn't, so it's still in my hold box at work. But stay tuned, because that one is in my hold box, so I will be buying it shortly, and we'll do another blues gospel evening here.
We've been talking for too long is what that means. We're almost done.
No, we've been yakking.
We'll go back to that.
Right.
Almost done here. Do you have any Fillmore Slim? He's one person I've always wanted to own a record because he's a local guy.
No, actually, I don't. Like I pretty much brought like all my blues tonight.
I'm just wondering.
I have a couple blues records that I bought and I like don't like love, and I left those at home. But like I said, I don't own a ton of blues, and the blues that I do own and that I like, I brought, which is enough for a set. So, but yeah, working on expanding my blues collection, because I do love blues, but it's a genre I still have a lot to learn about.
So. I'm just curious to have some Fillmore Slim, you know, former pimp / blues guitar player.
Yeah, it's a cool name too.
Yeah, yeah, he was always on KPO back in the day.
Oh. Baby. This is not KPO.
Actually, I was listening to KPOO once, which this is not. And I forget the guy who ran the blues show. He died, I believe. And Fillmore Slim was on, like, shortly before he died, an interview. And he's real old. But he kept going, K-Poo. And he's like, no, it's KPOO. He's like, what? K-Poo. And he wouldn't. He just couldn't.
He wouldn't let it go.
He kept calling K-Poo. And the DJ kept saying, K-P-O-O. And it's Fillmore Slim. You can't stop Fillmore Slim.
Yeah, I mean, some things you just got to let slide, especially when it's Fillmore Slim wanting to say K-Poo. I mean, come on. It's K-Poo. That's low-hanging poo.
Yeah, it's either or. So we started off the set with Season of the Witch by Vanilla Fudge from Renaissance. Pre-Halloween thing.
Spooky season. And but stay tuned, because next week is when we will have our official spooky set. And got lots of fun horror movie soundtracks.
Absolutely.
And I got a Blackula, the Blackula on 45 soundtrack.
Yeah. Cool.
I got some cool stuff.
All right, so I have to queue up some records because they're not queued up yet, but I'm queuing up stuff, some of which I will be playing with you Friday, so maybe you could pitch that while I queue up.
Oh, okay. All right, so Mr. DJ Doug is queuing up stuff, but this Friday at St. Mary's Pube in the Mission District is... DJ Doug and I will be doing a spooky set from 8 p.m. until late, so if you are in the area and want to hear some fun spooky tunes, I know Doug is bringing some organ music, and then, like I said, I will be bringing some spooky Halloween-themed. I have a what's that, Bollywood? It's like... Bollywood Fright Fest or something. It's Bollywood horror movie soundtracks, which is as cool as it sounds. And I mean, I have like the Halloween soundtrack, Apocalypse Now. What other spooky things do I have? I don't know. What do you have, Doug? You're bringing organ stuff, right?
Yeah.
Organ stuff is kind of spooky.
Yeah.
It can be. You don't have any Anton LaVey, do you?
No, I came across a record once and got $100, and I said no.
$100? Oh, yeah. That's a little steep. They actually just did re-release Anton LaVey's organ album this year. I don't know if it was also on vinyl or if it was only CD. I'm not sure.
Here we go.
All right. Okay. Doug is gonna put on some music now. So enjoy. You are listening to Radio Valencia.
Thank you.
down a little bit. All right. It's Beyond All Limits. Let's see if the next 12 minutes or so. DJ Doug.
DJ Little.
Hold on. Hold on. Someone moved all these damn microphones around.
That's what always happens. I mean, it looks like I'm plugged in.
Well, you're fine.
Looks like I'm plugged in and turned up.
Well, don't worry. The mics, I got them. I got to figure it out.
This is Radio Valencia Beyond All Limits.
Yes.
Limits.
Why Emily's so quiet?
I'm never quiet.
There we go. That's true.
Oh, I think I'm basking in the radiance of interdimensional.
I had to pull away the dimensional thing there.
It's what we call contact high interdimensionality.
I am too close in the interdimensional Devlin.
The void is taking you.
I'm too close in the interdimensional Devlin orbit. I'm absorbing some of the omnipotent and omnipresent powers.
Yes. One day you will join us in the realms beyond.
I will one day, and I look forward to seeing all my other omnipotent and omnipresent comrades that have crossed over into the
void.
Into the void.
Void.
It will be a good day.
Yes, it will be a day beyond all days.
Yes, beyond all limits. That's the day it'll be. It'll be beyond. We were just listening to Lonnie Smith before he was called Doctor. My Babe was named that track from his movie, from his LP, Finger Licking Good.
Finger Licking Good.
Yeah. I feel like there's this era in the 60s where every, like, funky organ record had to have, like, home cooking or like fried chicken, finger licking.
Something about collard greens.
Yeah, yeah, it was like a thing.
I mean, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. And then we also heard my favorite Jimmy of the Jimmies.
Your favorite?
Jimmy McGriff.
That Jimmy McGriff is your favorite Jimmy.
I don't know how to pronounce the song, Kumyayon or something. It's a weird title. And that's from Stump Juice. On Groove Merchant
Stump
Records. Stump Juice.
I don't know who my favorite Jimmy is. I will need to reflect on that. There's a lot of good Jimmys.
Well, he's my favorite because with Oregon, you got Jimmy Smith and Jimmy McGriff. He's my favorite Jimmy of the two.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm just speaking of, like, the musical world in general. Like,
because there's Hendrix, for example.
Yeah, but it's spelled
there's
different.
Jimi Hendrix,
Jimmy Page.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of. Thank you. See, this is why it's good interdimensional Devlin is here, because he can transcend my my mind barrier.
Oh, yes. I can look at music from all times. Jimmy Cliff as well.
I was trying to think of, interdimensional Devlin. He's like, he can penetrate my mind barrier and know that I was thinking of those musicians.
Well, I like the Jimmy McGriff. He's my favorite.
I know
Jimmy.
You like your Jimmy McGriff. I like Jimmy Page and Jimmy Cliff. And yeah, there's a lot of good Jimmys.
And what about Jimmy Stewart?
Jimmy Stewart. What other Jimmys are there? Those are the main ones I was thinking of. That Devlin, interdimensional Devlin, transcended my brain barrier.
It's a skill you'll acquire when you join us in the realms beyond.
I'm looking forward to that day.
Before that, we had a...
There are no mind barriers in the interdimensions.
Before that, we had a non-organ record, in between the record, Willie Dixon, I Can't Quit You, Babe. No, it says baby. Is it babe or baby? I don't even know.
I think it's I Can't Quit You, Babe, but I think that was also...
Baby sounds good, too, though.
Speaking of Jimmy Page, I think that was Led Zeppelin 1.
I Can't Quit You, Babe.
I Can't Quit You, Babe.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they
I like to rip people off.
I mean, whether you call it ripping off, taking inspiration,
so
sampling,
ripping off, you don't give me credit. That's ripping off.
That's what it is. But there was, like, so many of those, like, rock and roll, like, 70s bands that took such heavy inspiration from blues musicians.
Of course.
And to your point, it's really it becomes problematic where you don't give credit where credit is
credit
due.
Or royalties.
You just need to give credit and royalties.
Yeah, but if you do a cover song and it hits, they get like 70%, you get like 30% or something in today's world.
Wait, I'm sorry, say that again?
But if you like cover a song and it's a big hit, the person who wrote it gets like 70%. You get like 30% or something like that in today's world. So,
fun fact, I didn't know that. But what about...
But if you cover a cover, so let's say there's a really weird version of a song, a cover, and you're covering theirs, only the original artist gets a penny. The other person doesn't get a penny.
And also, like, what about when it's an estate? Because remember when there was the whole, was it Robin Thicke did the Marvin Gaye ripoff.
It just depends where the publishing credit.
And because Marvin Gaye obviously has passed away, and so but it was his estate that sued Robin Thicke. Like, how does
wherever the publication rights goes?
I mean,
whoever
it was a clear ripoff, but I'm not sure how the monetary.
Whoever inherited the publication rights is the one who can sue, which in that case was the estate of,
Yeah, I mean, it was the estate that was able to sue, and like I said, they did win, and I believe. My opinion, rightfully so, but like I said, is it the same percentage split when it's an estate versus a living artist?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either, but
I think
that's a rabbit hole I will have
I think
to
when
go
you go
down.
To court, then it gets figured out within the court.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the same. It's just until, you know, the period of the copyright expires.
Yeah, but isn't it like... It's
75 years?
75?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, but when you sue someone, though, you come up with a deal. So it changes sometimes. They've got stuff kept private, but
Right. You could renegotiate it, but otherwise there's the statutory rules.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay. All right. Fun facts.
You get more money if you sue them.
Lawsuits.
If you sue them and they didn't give you rights in the beginning, then you get more money because the courts say, fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay, before that, let's get through these real quick. Sorry, I got lost. Jimmy Smith was his classic, The Sermon, from Live in Concert. We heard a really kind of spacey version of Misty. Eddie Lockjaw Davis and his then-wife, Shirley Scott. Now, Misty. That one's really rare. I've never seen it before. I was excited to find that. I've never seen it. First time.
That was beautiful.
On a Clear Day by Wild Bill Davis. My favorite big chord organ player from Live at Count Basie's. And we started off the set with a very interesting record. Jimmy Smith plays Fats Waller, playing his Fats classic Ain't Misbehavin', which I think is pretty cool. Somewhere I have a Fats Waller organ record. I don't know where the hell it is. It's like him playing pipe organ. It's very cool. But it's AWOL.
You would have the pipe organ.
Anyway, that's everything we played in that little organ set. Mixed with a little bit of blues. We got, 4 minutes left here?
Yeah, no, that was a fun one. I brought some stuff I didn't even... I brought a few country songs I didn't even get to play, but you know what?
Next week.
That's okay, because we're here every week.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
And we'll be here, and we'll be Friday at the St. Mary's.
And,
doing
yes,
records.
DJ
Nine
Doug.
Till whenever.
DJ Doug and I will be at St. Mary's Pube this Friday.